hot Memorial Day weekend, unaccompanied voices rise in four-part harmony at the annual Florida Folk Festival on the banks of the Suwannee River near the town of White Springs. This is sacred harp singing, much as it has been practiced for the last 150 years in North Florida and throughout the South.
The tremendous spiritualism and sincerity of this group of singers is something that touches anyone who hears them, and it certainly touched me. There's been a number of times when I've just thrown off the scholar's hat and just gone in there to sing, because the singing is so incredibly powerful and so incredibly moving.
Valdosta State University folklorist and ethnomusicologist Lori Summers came to the Folk Festival to help commemorate the historic return of a singing group of family and friends from the small town of Hoboken, Georgia, east of Waycross.
I was singing before I was able to read, barely able to talk, and all of our family was and has been for generations.
Waycross businessman and song leader David Lee was 2 years old when his late grandfather Silas brought the group to the Florida Folk Festival in 1958. For the Lee family, the expression of song has come to define their lives.
We sing this music at births, at deaths, at weddings, at funerals, at baptisms, just sitting around the table after supper. We sing it sitting on the front porch. We sing it when we're riding in the car, when there's two or three of us, or when there's a large group of us gathered together.
59. Triple takes the first sound, then the tenor, then the alto, and then the bass. Bass.
Shape note, or sacred harp singing, began in colonial America with singing teachers who traveled from one settlement to the next using special hymnals with different shaped notes that could be read by untrained singers. Here the idea is one of community rather than perfect execution. Everyone is welcome and encouraged to sing out with enthusiasm. But this is not a religious service. In fact, the tradition is non-denominational, although in the Deep South, many of the singers are primitive Baptists.
In the house that I grew up in, we didn't have a radio, and we didn't have a television, and we never went to movies, and never went to fairs or any kind of entertainment. Worldly entertainment is the term. So the singing really became about the only form of entertainment that we had other than games that boys would play and girls would play.
You know, 50 years ago and before that, this was the social life in these rural communities in this part of Florida and Georgia. Many people met their spouses at Sings. Young people would go. This is just what you did.
We were brought up in a primitive Baptist background, pretty much. We were not allowed to do a lot of things that other children got to do, like take part in sports at school.
But for singers like Carolyn Carter, the music is a link to a treasured past.
It just reminds me more of my daddy. It brings back precious memories. That basically is, to me, is what it's all about. Music that he taught me.
When you do something that long, for those many generations, for decades, and actually for about a century and a half now inside our same family, it becomes part of how we relate to one another. Quite often, we can make reference to a song or sing a snatch of a song or whistle a few notes to a particular song that references a certain memory, which references a certain action or something that's great granddaddy so-and-so said. And so it just becomes part of who we are. And we communicate that way.
In the last few years, the Lee family has become famous in shape note circles, and singers from around the country and from all walks of life come to their yearly festival in Hoboken. For David Lee and the others, this music is part of a living tradition that is seldom, if ever, taken for granted.
I think that this music to us probably means more as a way of saying to each other how much I love you. I can sing my love for my people and feel like I've conveyed the message maybe more strongly than if I just walked up to them and said, I love you. There's something about the singing that we do with each other that goes deeper than all the words that we've got.
I'm Bill Dudley. With funding from the Florida Department of State Division of Cultural Affairs, this report was produced by the Florida Humanities Council.